Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Joseph Clough, and this is episode 779. And in this episode, we're talking about purpose. Your purpose. I mean, would you like to discover what really makes you energized to wake up every single day where you go, this is my time to shine. There's where I get to do the work and be of service and to ultimately feel enlightened, like energized, feeling powerful, feeling strong, feeling as if your heart is lit up to do the things that needed to be done. Well, if so, that is what we're discussing today. We're going to be talking about elements of what I've spoken about purpose in the past, but also some other ideas that we can add to that. So we're going to do a bit of a recap when it comes to purpose, how to go ahead and discover it. And it's not going to be crazy in depth. So for example, in my program, I do like master classes and we've done it for like 3 or 4 hours. So this could be a 3 or 4 hour video or podcast technically, but we're going to just kind of put it down into a smaller section. So that means you can digest it in a way and also take action upon it. So let's just consider, okay, what is a purpose? Well, purpose is really a calling, right? You feel called to do something bigger than yourself. And it doesn't have to be crazy big. It can be small. Well, it could be meaningful and big to you, but don't get caught up like, oh, I need to do and save the world. It doesn't have to be that. I'll tell you about my example though, which these audios and videos only came into fruition because of my issue of feeling anxious, fearful, worried, not feeling worthy, deserving, and good enough for the first 18 years of my life. It caused me to get only like 6 C's at GCSE level, which is kind of like 16 years old, which then goes to college. And all the rest were D's and E's. And ultimately, it caused me to even drop out of the college that I could get into. And it wasn't like the best class in the world, but I didn't even fulfill it. My issues held me back so much. And then one day my father came up to me and said, look, I can see that you're unhappy. I can see that you're not where you want to be. I want you to go ahead and consider going on this course. I went on the course, and then on the way back from that course, I said, I'm going to be a hypnotist. I'm going to be a hypnotherapist. I want to show people how to let go of their pain and their past problem, just like I let go of mine. So in a way, my problem created this momentum. It created this desire for like the 700 plus episodes, the 13 million downloads, all of those kind of things came from my pain. So realize that you can wake up from your pain sometimes even, and then to make a difference. You have it all within you to do that, no matter where you are. So don't feel like you've got to be truly happy and to let's just say truly happy and a balanced and wonderful life in order to find your purpose. You can do it right here, right now, by following the steps. With that, let's go ahead and take a quick pause in this episode for a couple of ads. All it means is you're supporting the show by listening, and that means we get to produce more free content for as many people as possible who need the help. So go ahead and take a quick listen, and I'll speak to you in just one moment. So the first thing I want you to do, ideally if you've got a pen and paper at hand, this is how you do it. All you do is go ahead and ask yourself one question multiple times. And it's pretty much, what is important to me about my career or my purpose? That's all you'd say. What is important to me about career and purpose? Now, immediately you're going to come up with some answers. And it could be saying, I want to help people. I want to walk outside. I want to travel. I want to be paid abundantly. You will literally just come up with those answers. Every time you ask yourself what's important about work, career, or a purpose, or a mission, what would that contain within it? You could say, well, to be passionate, to feel I'm making a difference. and you'd write out all of those answers. Now, how many should you get? Well, I'd push you. I'd push you to get at least 20 to 25. And you might think that's hard, and it is in the beginning. But the reason why it is hard is because we haven't put our mind there before. So you just keep on asking yourself, what is important to me if I were to have a purpose or in my career or in my job? What would that be? And then you ask it again, and eventually it's like you're scraping the barrel at the bottom, and then suddenly, bang, you'll get some more. Ones which you never thought were important, but were you truly life-changing, like ones which you go, oh my goodness, that makes so much more sense. There was one person who was on my training once, had that type of experience. When they were thinking about what they really wanted to do as a way of living life, one of the most important things popped out right at the end, and it was to be an example to their her children. And she never even thought about that in the beginning. But that was a driving force of wanting to make a difference, to be a part of some form of legacy for her family as well. So you just keep on asking yourself, what is important to me about purpose or a career or a job or fill in the blank until you get 20 to 25. Then what you're gonna do, you've got this list of 25 qualities or values around your career or purpose. I'm going to ask you another question, and it's going to be a question you're going to repeat over and over again, just like what's important to me about purpose. And that new question is, if I could only have one out of this big list, what would I choose? And then you'll be like, oh my goodness, I've got to really think about this. If I could only have one out of this initial list of 25, 20 to 25, what would it be? And you look around and you go, okay, it's going to be maybe make a difference in someone's life. And you pull that one to a side and you put on a new piece of paper or next to that list. And I said, you repeat the question. So what do you do next? You go, well, out of the remaining, say now 24, because we moved one over, what's important to me, if I could only have one of the remaining 24, what would it be? And then you go, okay, it would be abundance maybe. So you take the abundance out and you put it into the new list. And you ask again, out of the remaining 23, what one, if I could only have one more, what would it be? And you repeat that question until you got about 7 or so, maybe 10, but at least 7. And now you've got your most important values and qualities around what you'd like, or what it would like, the elements of a purpose. So it could be abundance, make a difference, it could be creativity, it could be travel, it could be working with people, it could be charity, it could be a mission of some sort. You just go ahead and have that list of about 7 or so, really. Maybe 10, who knows. But then you go ahead and ask yourself another question. We're not going to really repeat it many times, but you're going to look over that list of, say, 7 that you thought, if I could only have one, that's what they would be. You'd go, as I look at that list, which one is the most important? Which one would I put at the top? And you move that one to the top. Which would be the second one? And then what would be the third one? What would be the fourth one? What would be the fifth, sixth, seventh one? And now what we've done, we've built up a hierarchy of from most important to least. They're still important, but if you think energetically, they're less important, or they have less of a meaning for you when it comes to that list. They'll be very close, but now you've got this hierarchy of the one right at the top, and then the second, then the third, then the fourth, and then the fifth, and so on. So suddenly, we asked ourselves the question in the beginning. We had no idea what our purpose could be or what it would contain or about our career or about our job. We just ask ourselves, what is important to me about a purpose? What would it contain? And then you go ahead, if I can only choose one out of this big list of 2025, what would it be? And you move it over. And you can have one more. What would it be until you've got your seven or so? And then you put it in an order, a hierarchy of most important. And that means you now know the things which make you feel alive. Those qualities, those values that you have around a purpose are the things you should be focusing on to make it happen, because that is the unconscious level of the values. We've uncovered the unconscious aspects and now got it on paper. We now know what lights up our day. I mean, if you look at that list, you may not be doing it right now because you're just getting it, but when you do this, you'll go, oh my goodness, if I had a job where every day or most days I was able to have this, 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 and this, then it's going to be amazing. That's what I'd want. Now, there is a little bit of something to consider here. Not every purpose will have all of those qualities. Your job is to consider and even decipher getting as many as you can. Maybe that third one won't be there as much, but because you've got the other four or five or six really present, you go, even if I had half of that value, I'm going to still be living and love life. That is what we're after. Now, here's where I really want to expand upon things. I want to give you a framework of the type of things you should consider when it comes to be a purpose. Number one, I would say something to the point of, what does the world need right now? Ask yourself, as you look at those values, a side question is, what does the world need right now? And then consider about what you love doing. Okay, if you can love what you do and the world needs it, then that's a great energetic match, right? We got like what that real kind of nice cooperative flow of energy. You love what you do, but also the world needs it. The other thing to consider is ultimately the passion, the mission, the vision. And what I mean by that, if you go ahead and get those qualities and you think about what the world needs and what you're good at, what is the deeper level of that mission? What is the deeper legacy? What is the deeper vision that you have for your future? And I'm thinking crazy big here, right? I'm thinking about leaving an imprint on this path of our world. I'm thinking about legacy. I'm thinking about the ripple effects. No matter what that purpose is, like I said, it doesn't have to be crazy big, but there'll be things which you can actually remain a legacy for you. The more you have a deeper mission and a vision of what you want as a purpose, because you get to choose it. Some people go, oh, I don't know what my purpose is. I've just been seeking it out. Maybe it's time just to decide. Give yourself permission to have that purpose, to do what you like and love the most of the time, because the world needs it, because you love doing it. You have that passion and then that inbuilt mission. Now, as an example, you may have heard me say this before. I don't know if I've said it for a long time, but one question as a metaphor would be, what is the purpose of an acorn? Think of an acorn. What is the purpose of an acorn? Initially, you might go, well, it's to feed the squirrels. Perfect, yeah? Makes sense. What else is the purpose of an acorn? What else could it be? Well, it could be to become an oak tree. Absolutely. What else? Well, if I think more about it, go a little bit deeper, then it's going to create like a forest of oak trees. Just that one acorn created that much more in that time period. Then what else? Well, maybe it can build houses. Maybe it can build books. Maybe it can educate. Maybe it can keep us safe and warm by fire, right? So suddenly we're now thinking of the acorn more than just the initial four. There's a much larger depth of vision to an acorn. That's just an analogy. So what I want you to do is think about, well, what is the deeper mission? That is what you'll be living and fighting for. Maybe the impact that you make around people in your life. Maybe it's a charity. Maybe it's your neighbor. The ripple effects will go far and wide. You see, at the beginning of this, I said my issue brought me into doing this right now. I had no idea. I mean, I wanted to get far bigger and better, make a bigger legacy of impact and change. That's my intention. But when I first started out, I didn't really consider that vision. I just wanted to do what I loved, and I felt the world needed help when it came to anxiety, worry, and doubt, because I'd been there. See, I enjoyed it, I was purposeful and passionate about it, but also the world needed it. So therefore, that mix, that then for me, and it's like the latter step, then it created a bigger vision. But what I would like you to do, rather than that vision just happening to you, that you get to cultivate that, right? You get to cultivate it before it starts, because that is leverage to the unconscious mind. I didn't really have that, but you can. If you think about the ripples, the depth of that purpose, of this wonderful thing that you do and the world needs, which fits those values, then you're gonna go, I'm ready to light up. I'm ready to just do my thing. I'm ready to explore. I'm ready to learn. I'm committed. I'm decisive. Now, the other thing here, not necessarily true, but if you really wanted to go about it as a way of living, you have to also consider the ability to get paid your worth. You see, you can do things for free. If I did everything for free, I would no longer be doing everything for free. You see, I have my business, which then I'm able to then fuel more free work. I'm able to do and get better tech to hopefully deliver and all those kind of things. With that, let's go ahead and take a quick pause in this episode for a couple of ads. All it means is you're supporting the show by listening, and that means we get to produce more free content for as many people as possible who need the help.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
So you've got to get into your mind, well, what is something that people need and are willing to help by having that transactional energy of financial abundance? Money's not a bad thing. It really isn't. You could do great stuff in the world. You can then fuel that vision and mission even more. And to me, then you make that your profession, right? Because now we're being professional about it. We're thinking about getting paid for what we do and what we love, whilst the world needing it and having that big mission and vision for where we're heading. So to sum everything up, the first thing we've got to do is ask ourselves those three main questions. What is it about a purpose that is important to me? And you come up with at least 25 values. Things that are important. Then you go ahead and ask yourself the question, if I could only have one of that 25, which one would I choose? And you move it over. And then you do the same for the remaining until you get a good 7 or 10 and you reorder it. And then you've got to think about that vision. If the world needs it, the ability to get paid for it, that means you can do more of it, and therefore you can feel safe and secure and even crazy financial abundant if you want. And to also make sure that you're good at delivering that. To me, that is a level of purpose. To me, that is looking beyond just doing things and allowing yourself to create in the most wonderful way. Now, one caveat to this is this. If out of that, say, top 7 values that we elicited, right, from number the most important to the least important, something to consider in the exact same way that you'd consider this goal that you have of this purpose and this mission and vision and so on. If you look at that mission and it's too scary, or you have self-doubt, or if you look at those values and there's this energetic resistance, So let's say it was abundance, one of those values, but you have a lot of scarcity about being abundant. You have a lot of those conditions that like money is the root of all evil, all those types of things. It could have been, say, will be another good example that we said on the list. I'm trying to remember now. Yeah, let's just say it's like about make, like to be of purpose or to make a difference. That was one, right? To make a difference in the world. If you doubt your own identity of I am not good enough to make a difference in the world, that's where we're going to get some kind of resistance. So as you look at your mission, which should scare you a little bit in a way, right? Like to motivate us. Should excite us with anticipation too. But if it's debilitating, or if, say, money is energetically surrounded with fear and self-doubt or limiting stories about money, or it to make a difference in the world causes us to go, but who am I? I'm not enough to do that. Your job is then to clean out those values. Do whatever it takes to work on and let go of those beliefs and emotions around it. It is absolutely possible, because when you think about it, if you can clean and clear them up, so you are absolutely 100% going toward without resistance, you are in deep alignment. You're in the congruency of your passion and your purpose. You're in that absolute energetic vibrational match to that desire. You don't have the fear or self-doubt. So you go, this is mine. I'm ready for it. I'm radiating it far and wide and I'm receiving it. I'm doing the work. I'm taking massive and inspired action. No self-sabotage, no fear, no doubt, no fear of failure, no fear of not being enough or rejection and all those kind of things. You've removed those and therefore you are deeply aligned to get that financial abundance, that real profound impact in the world, that legacy. Doing what you love and shining, and I heard someone say to leave the world in a better place than you found it. And I really like that. That's one of my goals, to leave, hopefully, I'm not saying I'm doing this, but hopefully to leave the world in a better place than I found it. And to me, that makes the difference in having a purpose. So to me, that is some hopefully a shortened version. Like I said, when I do this as a training, it's like a 3-4 hour process sometimes, even just like cleaning up those values. But now you have the idea of it. You've got the action steps of what you can do to get the clarity around purpose for who you are and where you're heading. Now, of course, as always, if you ever need help in releasing maybe some of that resistance, if you need help with that, you can go to josephclough.info/talk and you can apply to be on our program. There is an investment, but you go there, you choose a time, you fill out an application, you attend a one-to-one call with us, and we'll get clear on exactly what's getting in your way. We'll get clear on exactly where you want to be. We'll get clear of what's causing all that and come up with a customized plan for you. You just got to make sure that we're working on things like anxiety, fear, the imposter syndrome. You have big goals, or you have like that desire for the emotional freedom. That's what we're after. So go ahead, book your call there if you're ready to invest in time and money. It's not free. But it's fully world, I'd say it's world class, and that we tailor it to you. You get plugged into a team of people who will support you each step of the way, give you the strategies to release the past program and create what you desire to be worthy, deserving enough in every single way. But that is not for everyone. You gotta wanna do it, you gotta be ready to do it. But I believe in you, no matter what. I really, really believe in you. Wherever you work with me or you work with other people, if you work by yourself doing this, just you can make the difference in this world. You can be the difference that makes the difference. I always like to think you being here makes the world unique. And I think it's time to be able to put your energy, your love, your passion, your purpose, your mission and vision in doing what you love to those who need that. To be able to make the changes that you desire, to live the life that allows you to feel as if you're waking up out of bed every day, just can't wait. Sometimes when I go to sleep, I'm just like, I cannot wait to get up. I'm that excited to do the same thing again. And that's what I love in every single way. But with that, I look forward to speaking to you on a future episode. Many thanks and goodbye.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.